is up, everybody, and welcome to Warpoint Weekly, your nerdy news podcast. I'm Rob, and as always, I'm joined by my beautiful, gracious co-hosts. We got Jay.
You called me beautiful.
And Bren.
What up?
And again, we are just nerdy news, you know, anything in the nerd circle we try to hit and we try to talk about.
And he tries using an NPR voice.
I do. You know, just that smooth silkiness.
Want to bring it down. You don't want to come off as aggressive at all.
No aggression whatsoever.
Much like Jeb Bush, just keep it very low energy.
Please clap.
Cough clap.
That don't sound right. Audio. He was clapping his fingers together.
Clapping so, something.
Surprisingly, we do have. Although I didn't see much on social medias, we do have some news this
week.
Yeah. Apparently, Sony had leaked an image of acquiring Bluepoint, which they have addressed that leaked image. Surprisingly, the Old Republic is getting another expansion, although we thought that game was just riding it out until it expired. More talk of studio acquisitions by Xbox and Sony, and we have some Dead Space talk, which I know Jay's real excited about.
Oh, God. Please.
Don't lie, Brent. You're excited, too.
I am.
But before we get into all that, we have to start this show the way we always start our shows. Brent, what have you been up to, bud?
I haven't really been up to much, bud, to be completely honest.
Skip. All right, cool. You brought
Pass. I was watching Castlevania. I finally got to season 4 of Castlevania.
Nice.
I'm at the last 2 episodes.
How you liking it?
It's pretty good. I can't remember the one guy's name.
Jermaine?
No. Although he's a bit of a cockroach to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, the guy that went on the quest to conquer everybody.
Isaac,
yeah. You're probably not going to like this, but he's a little bit of a bitch status for me. He challenged the vampire queen, and then he hid behind his demons to win the fight.
Yeah, because he's a devil forge master.
I mean, isn't that what leaders do?
He's hide a leader. Their armories. He's a guy going against a vampire, Bren. A normal guy.
Okay, but
with a magic knife.
But if you actually watch the fight, he doesn't have too much of a problem holding his own against her.
Yeah, but she's still got the speed advantage. She's got the power advantage. Just because he was able to get a few shots.
You mean like all the Belmonts?
What do you mean?
Hey, Belmont's got advantage.
What? What? They've trained for thousands of years?
Long ass.
Belmonts weren't hiding behind demons just to get the upper hand.
No, that's what I was saying was, you know, the Belmonts were just ordinary people too that trained themselves to fight.
Yeah. Like anytime Isaac had that oh shit look on his face, that winged demon came in and shielded him. Much like an overprotective mother.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry, that was one thing that bothered me. You want to take on the king or queen, you better come standing on your own feet.
Right.
What else have I been up to? Just playing a little bit of 14. I was laid out for a couple of days. I rolled my ankle.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Didn't even hit me up to tell me.
I was still walking. I was just limping. It wasn't like it was broke.
Yeah,
so like, it was, so he could have got a week,
right?
Oh my god!
You know, but a week and max.
Dude, I could have gotten so much stuff done with a week off.
You kidding me? Your wife would have somehow found you a steel toe boot and sent you back to work.
No, she's been pointing out that I need to stop working so much.
You need to start worrying about yourself a little bit, bud.
And I have been racking my brain on finding. So I got the LED strips to run underneath the steps. The problem is they're not regulated.
Right.
So I need the font, and I need a regulator that can handle 12 of them so that I can run an extension cord to the nearest plug and have voltage regulated LEDs. So I don't have to worry about them blowing out or burning up or anything.
Hmm. You just like doing everything the hard way. That's all.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Bought a couple of LED strips and linked them together, ran the wires underneath the steps.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Problem is you can't just run a plug to them.
You don't need anything for these LED strips. They just plug into a USB and they're done.
Same with these.
Okay.
I remember how do we go.
But no, you got to go the hard way and get the professional shit.
Yeah.
He's getting industrial grade LEDs,
right?
Oh my God. They're not industrial grade. They were actually cheap ones.
Literally. I had to buy. Literally. Okay. He bought these LED strips for stair lights. They go underneath the lips of his stairs, right? He's going to power these things on, and we're not going to need studio lights when we're down there because they're going to be so damn bright.
No, I'll keep them down and do around the 1 amp to keep them.
He's going to be like this on the remote, you know? Brightness down, yeah. Brightness down. Oh, no. Danielle and me are down there with suntan lotion on. Just
right.
Oh. No, I bought just cheap blank white LEDs.
So, Jay, what have you been up to?
Yeah, because I haven't been up to a whole lot.
Pretty much nothing. Started watching Sopranos.
Did you see the Sopranos movie trailer?
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched the trailer yet. That's why I'm watching the series.
Oh, fair enough.
I read up on James Gandolfini and his son. Turns out he didn't want his son acting, so he didn't start acting. He didn't think about getting into acting until after he died. He was only like 14 when he died.
Yeah.
So
that day goes.
I'm excited to see it. Racist.
It's okay. I married a Dago. I'm allowed to say that.
Okay.
I'm allowed to say it. I got a pass.
That's all I got. I haven't really been playing too much. Tarkov had a wipe, got back into that, working on a video for the channel.
Tell them what we did. We quit playing Warzone.
Yes, deleted Warzone. And now we're
playing Zombies.
Surprisingly, my computer runs so much better.
Even your computer didn't want that shit.
Yeah, I was tired of it. It was like, hey, this is too much. They keep putting downloads into me. I can't keep doing this.
Right?
So you didn't play. Guess what stopped happening?
Hmm.
When we were playing Zombies, my screen quit freezing.
Oh, fair enough.
I haven't had one single, even playing online with you guys and with randoms on the maps for Onslaught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have not had one single problem. Nice. And they're running double XP weapon and character.
Fair enough.
Zombies.
That through the weekend?
I don't know.
Probably through the weekend.
I logged in and it said double XP for both.
Yeah, it's probably through the weekend. I've been.
Oh my God, no one cares.
There it is. I've been waiting all morning to hear it.
I'm just messing with
you,
buddy.
I know,
he's
buddy.
Not. He's not.
He's not.
He means it.
So I've actually been playing Dragon Quest XI.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
On Switch?
Yep, on Switch. I like having the Switch. Like, I do like the portability of it. That's why, like, I hope that we get a new Switch, regular Switch, too. Or, because, like I said, I have a feeling the Pro is going to be the 4K dock version.
Well, we were supposed to get news of it at E3. What happened?
Nintendo don't care.
Nintendo decided, hey, we're just going to use Capcom's reveal of Dragon Monster Hunter World Stories.
Yeah.
And we're going to put that in there because, you know, it doesn't matter that Capcom just talked about it the night before. We're going to use it again.
They're like, mm-hmm. Listen, we heard that we're supposed to be talking about the Switch Pro. So you guys, we're not talking about it now.
So we heard that you guys like these games that were just announced, right? So we're going to re-announce them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that hype.
Right.
Buy it, buy it on our 30 FPS max system.
Yeah. I've been playing that. I've been watching Avengers movie. Well, Marvel movies again.
Avenger movies.
Yeah. In chronological order, I think is the word I'm looking for here. In the order they're supposed to be watched in, like, according to year. But yeah, chronological, not release order.
Okay.
So you start with Cap.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I started with Cap. And
then Iron Man.
No. Oh my God, why can't
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I kept going to say Wonder Woman, and I knew that wasn't right. That's DC. But yeah, you know, I've been working my way through them. There's a lot.
I'm going to look up the time frame of how long.
It's like 48 hours.
God damn.
Because when the first or the last Endgame came out, there was a company that would like pay you like $1,000 to watch every Marvel movie in order, in chronological order, back to back to back to back.
Do I get bathroom breaks?
You get a bathroom break, you get food breaks, but you can't sleep. Like,
what?
Yeah, it was like you had to just straight marathon it.
That's a rookie move.
Okay.
That out like it was
after the first 24 hours, I'm gonna start pissing in bottles.
You could go to the bathroom, like
no, because I'll sit there and I'll end up like trying, holding one hand, aiming the other arm, like I'm gonna die.
The drunk move.
Yeah.
Talking about movies, the other thing that I watched was The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt.
Is it any good? That tells me enough right there.
Chris Pratt fits the role really well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's poorly written.
Yeah, that's usually what the case seems to be.
Like, it's over 2 hours long. But there's, like, a lot of plot holes. Like, they do something. They're like, why would... What? No, that doesn't make any sense for your background, for your character. Like, that would not happen. I can't think of the actor's name, but the guy that's in all the insurance commercials, like, oh, we've seen a thing or two.
Oh.
J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah.
Fuck, what's his name? I can't remember.
He plays Chris Pratt's father.
Okay. Does he want pictures of Spider-Man?
No. He actually hates the government and reminds me a lot of Brendan.
What?
He hates the government and reminds me a lot of Brendan.
Oh, my God.
You've like, seen what I've posted.
He's like, I don't trust the government. Yeah, well, yeah, but...
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
I'm way more militant than freaking Brendan. I still haven't been hit with the extremist content yet.
But
it's pissing me off on Facebook.
But, like, there's just, like, things that happen in there, and it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah.
And then there's other, like, plot holes that, like, they should have took the time to flesh out. But instead they fleshed out other things that didn't have really much to do with anything with the story.
Hmm. Sounds like Hollywood.
And it was just, like, I don't know. It wasn't a bad movie. But it wasn't a good movie either.
Oh, I did watch The Conjuring 3. Or not Conjuring 3, but The Devil Made Me Do It.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be the third Conjuring movie, technically?
I think
technically. Because I know there's spinoffs, yeah, but it's like The Conjuring. It's the third one, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I will say, the jump scares were cool. The makeup was cool. Fucking dumb story.
Like every other horror movie, really?
Like, okay, this is supposed to supposedly be based off Ed and Lorraine Warren's life, right? Yeah. She's got psychic powers, and they're fighting a witch. It's fucking weird. Now, don't get me wrong. The effects were off the chain. You know, it was awesome. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So, yeah, for The Tomorrow War... It's not something I would go out of your way to watch, but if you find yourself with like 2 hours to kill, it's not a bad way to kill it.
For 2 hours, I need something better.
Well, it is beautiful in 4K too, by the way.
Okay, then that might.
Like the CGI on it for the aliens are great. And the thing, also the other thing I like about it is like these creatures aren't something that you've seen before. Like it's not your typical alien.
So they little blue guys instead of little green guys?
No. They're actually called white spikes. And they're like these. So they run around like dogs almost with these giant ass tentacles running off, like flowing off of them. They got like four arms and like they shoot these spikes from these tentacles and stuff. Like it's kind of cool.
Okay, I might need to see that.
They're pretty cool.
Hedgehog, alien, demon dogs.
Yeah, pretty much. Like they're awesome looking. But like whenever they explain the backstory to them, the whole backstory gets explained in about 4 minutes. And it took an hour and 45 minutes to get to that point.
Oh God.
I mean, there's a lot of good story leading up to it. Like there's a big plot twist that happens about 45 minutes into it. And you're like, oh shit. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. The movie kind of seems all over the place, but yet doesn't focus on anything for long enough for it to matter. And that's about what I got for it. So,
well, yeah, I know you want to talk more about it, but like, you know, Jay and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we'll watch that and give it our rating. We'll each give it a rating. Then we'll add it up and give it the warp point rating. Oh,
you know what? This idea just popped into my head, guys. We have three white guys about to talk about a white guy movie, a movie full of white guys. Kotaku is going to write a hell of an article about this.
Yes, let's do it. Maybe that'll be our clout.
Clout chasers.
Just three white guys review the white guy movie. Because the articles are already white guys, out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The articles are already out there about how this is such a white guy movie.
Yeah.
So that'll be funny.
So
I'll take this first one because.
Okay.
So a couple days ago, Sony had apparently leaked an image about the acquisition of Blue Point Games. Now, if you don't know, Blue Point Games is responsible for the Demon Souls remake that released on the PlayStation 5 and the Shadow of the Colossus remake. It was a remaster. It wasn't a remake.
Well, yeah.
So, like I said, Sony apparently had leaked. Sony Japan leaked an image of the acquisition of Blue Point Games. And now Blue Point is stressing its full independence about the Sony acquisition.
Yeah, they actually went through and they put an update on its Twitter profile that says Blue Point Games is a fully independent, self-funded studio.
Which I find funny because they're saying fully independent, self-funded. Sony owns Demon's Souls.
Yeah, but they got money to make the game.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it was. Is they were just like a third party. Like they were, I don't want to say third party, but like contracted.
They handled the property and upscaling it and doing all that.
Yeah.
Which they did pretty good. I mean, there's some things that some people would be like, oh, you know, it wasn't exactly like this back in the day. And it's like, yeah, but technology's a little bit better now.
I was going to say, what, the original came out in...
The original Demon's Souls?
Yeah, was like that...
12 or 13?
2008.
Was it 8? 2008. I was going to say, I thought it was 7 or 8.
Because...
Dark Souls came out then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like around 12, 13. Demon's
Souls. I'm sorry, you have to specify now on Google.
Yeah.
PS3 or PS5 version.
Right. While you're looking that up, I'm going to give a little bit about how this came about.
North America by Atlas USA in October 2009.
Okay.
Okay.
And then PAL, June of 2010.
So the way that this whole mistake announcement, in quotations, was, you know, Sony put out a tweet that said, welcome to the family, and had PlayStation Studios and the House Marquee logo. And for those of you that don't know, House Marquee is the developer behind Returnal. But then Sony Japan put almost like the same image out, but instead of House Marquee, it said Blue Point.
They might have been in the talks with it, and then they jumped the gun, so they said, nah, we're good.
I don't know. I think that, you know, in the next month or so, we're going to see something.
Right.
I mean, here, from the business side of it, yeah. I mean, if they refuse to, and they, because it looks here, according to their Twitter, they're based in Austin, Texas. They remain independent like that. Yeah, they have that freedom and stuff, but when you become a Sony studio, you actually look out for your employees more that way.
Right.
Because you're guaranteed steady work. They're guaranteed jobs and paychecks and stuff like that. So it just becomes that balance.
Right.
I don't know. Not balance. You know, you have your, I don't know, I can't really think of the words right now.
Well,
because like I said, if you stay independent, yeah, you keep your freedoms to take whatever projects you want. But, you know, the work could become scarce.
Right. Yes and no, though. I mean, and we're going
to talk about it. You still have to work under the company. So it's going to, I mean, Sony's a lot more harsher when you work directly underneath them versus when you're contracted to do a game.
And we're going to talk a little bit later about this as well. But, you know, look at Kojima. Yeah. Kojima Productions, you know, they're independent, but I'm pretty sure Death Stranding was a PS5 or PS exclusive, at least timed exclusive.
It was timed, yeah.
You know, so, and now they're turning around and in talks with Microsoft. Like I said, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but
yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing, Kojima Studios, Death Stranding's the only game they've done.
Well, I mean, it's the same with like House Marquee, though. House Marquee.
How new of a studio is House Marquee?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But it sounds like Jay is on it.
Yeah, right.
I'll walk that back a little bit about, you know,
because Kojima,
remaining an independent studio and not having much to do in between, you know, big profile games. These independent studios are making a killing.
There's a lot of indie games that are doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, people are starting to prefer indie games over AAA titles.
And there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
A big reason for that. Which I'm sure Jay and Rob can agree that if Activision doesn't clean up soon, people won't be buying Call of Duty games.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they ain't getting
the next one.
They got a lot to figure out really quickly.
Right.
Because
copy paste.
Well, I mean, we got a Battlefield coming that's going to completely like change the game for FPS's battle royales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, we've talked about it before in our past. I don't remember if it was two or three episodes ago, but with how. It might have been our E3 cast because we were talking about how they're going to have dynamic weather. Like, that is huge. Yeah. And I mean, if you look at Battlefield, like I said, that was the first time that you really experienced full-scale map destruction. You shoot a building with a rocket launcher and it comes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got a map that has, you know, some rural area to it that a fucking tornado comes through. Like, that is game-changing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Dynamic weather, different parts of the map that have sandstorms and twisters and all this other stuff. And you have, 126v126? Like, huge, full-scale war.
And I, you know, dude, I still miss that game to this day.
Mm-hmm.
On the PlayStation 3, there was a full-scale war FPS.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember the name of it either. Jay, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Mag.
Is it Mag?
Was it Mag?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, you go in there, you have to take over fuel depots and bases and outposts.
Right.
So up next, we have PlayStation acquiring yet another studio. PlayStation has acquired Nixes Software. So for those that don't know, Nixes Software is a Netherlands-based studio that is a PC port specialist.
Now, this studio, yeah, it's a PC port specialist who has worked on multiple Square Enix properties, such as Tomb Raider, Deus Ex, Hitman, Thief, and Rob's all-time favorite, Legacy of Kain.
Yes. I've been this close to picking them up on Steam.
Yeah, Rob has been begging for a Legacy of Kain revival, and it was such an underrated franchise back in the PlayStation 1 days. So much potential, so much that they tried to do on that console, but hardware limitations.
Right.
As you PC master races would put it.
So, according to a press release, Nixes will join PlayStation Studios Technology Creative and Services Group to provide high-quality in-house technical and development capabilities for PlayStation Studios. PlayStation boss Holst says, "I highly respect Nix and am excited for this very experienced team to become part of the world-class development community here at SIE. They have a passion for improving games excuse me, and for delivering the best possible experience for gamers." So with that said, what ports do you think are coming next?
I see. Could be anything at this point.
Right? We know that they brought Horizon Zero Dawn and Predator to PC, and both were very successful. You know, so it'll be interesting to see what comes next. We know that there's been talks of Final Fantasy VII Remake coming to PC, with that being a timed exclusive, so we'll see what we're gonna get with that.
Just fight a yawn, Bryn.
I was fighting a yawn.
Me too.
Oh, we also got Days Gone on PC as well.
Yeah.
Oh, which, Robert, you'll know, I finally downloaded that.
Ooh, there you go.
Days Gone.
It's a good, man. I love it. It was the first actual PS4 game that I rolled credits on other than Final Fantasy. 14. I wrote credits on that three different times. but yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what PC ports we got coming up from this acquisition. And staying with acquisitions, Konami has joined up with Blooper Team, and that kind of brings Silent Hill Lynx into the whole fray. Because Blooper is the team behind The Medium, which was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And in a press release, Konami said that they are excited to work with them to produce games from both existing and new IPs. And everybody gets excited for Silent Hill.
Hopefully. They said in February that they're working on an existing horror IP from a very famous gaming publisher. So,
right.
That right there, now that it's Konami and Blooper, what other like horror games does Konami have? Castlevania?
Didn't they have House of the Dead?
And House of the Dead? They're reviving Light Gun games.
Yeah, right.
Yes! Bring me more Time Crisis!
Right. But Konami has already outsourced at least one other Silent Hill project to a prominent developer in Japan. But there could be even more developers working on their own projects. So it'll be interesting to see where that's coming from. Or this could all just be a bunch of bullshit smoke and mirrors to just drum up some hype for
a pachinko machine.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing.
So the rumors are that Konami originally approached Dark Pictures developer Supermassive kind of pitch a Silent Hill reboot, but they turned them down.
Ooh.
See, I feel like they could have did a good job with that.
I do too.
The Dark Pictures games. I've yet to play one, but the hype that people put around them that have actually played it.
Well, and you know what? I think that honestly that comes into a little bit like what you were saying earlier, Bren, about them being independent developers. independence. Yeah. You know, I think that that helped, like they're wanting to stay independent to themselves. So it'll be interesting to see what we get from that.
Stay tuned, because we're obviously paying attention to Konami.
Yeah, yeah, but paying attention to Konami, paying attention to a couple of other things.
I mean, the hype's coming back. People want horror games.
Well, the hype never really left, you know, especially when, like, you know, Kojima worked on the Silent Hill demo.
Well, you know, if you think about it, every year has a different horror game that tops the charts. That's Five Nights at Freddy's for a while. Then it was, or before that, you know, it was PT. And then before that, I mean, the horror games do really, really well.
And while we're talking about games, remember to get your vote in for your game of the year so far. Join it in our socials and everywhere else, you know. Comment, like, link. Let us know what you think your game of the year is so far.
And you know what, Rob? PlayStation tweeted our question.
Oh yeah.
Several hours before I put it up on our Facebook.
Oh.
And I was like, "Damn you, Sony! I should have did this a couple days ago, but I forgot about it."
Yeah, because we had talked about it for a while, and we were just waiting for a good time to release it. Damn it!
And we figured, you know, right at July.
Right. Yeah. You know,
should have done in June.
Yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, let us know what your game of the year so far is, and then we can compare it to what it's going to be at the end of the year. But we're going to keep on with kind of the mergers and acquisitions. And like we were just talking about with Kojima and the PT demo. Reports are Xbox and Kojima Studios are close signing a new game. And it was claimed back in April that Microsoft and Kojima were in talks. And now the report is that Microsoft and Kojima have signed a letter of intent stating they start to plan that they are starting to work together on a new Xbox game. Now, the deal isn't finalized. There's no official reports on it. But the behind-the-scene reports is the deal is so close that Microsoft has begun preparing for Kojima and what they will need to make this new game. And we know that earlier this month, Xbox appointed Portal and Left 4 Dead designer Kim Swift as Senior Director of Cloud Gaming. So that's kind of like helping Kojima out a little bit.
I mean, he's said that he wanted to explore a new form of game enabled by cloud platforms. So
yeah, I mean, it kind of works together. And we also know that in October, Kojima Productions was ramping up for a new game project. I mean, it all kind of falls right hand in hand and lines up and all makes sense.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, even though there's, like, some people that Death Stranding wasn't their cup of tea, I haven't seen anybody say that the game was terrible.
No.
It's not terrible.
For the little bit that I did play.
It's like pacing and shit.
I just started getting into, like, the weird part of what's going on in that world.
So
It is an absolutely beautiful game.
It is very beautiful.
And I like the little mechanic of, you know, having to stack and carry things and balance yourself. And but yeah, like Rob has always said, it's Postman 2020.
Yeah, it's Walking Simulator 2020. With that being said, the storyline is amazing. This would have been better suited as a movie than Mara War was.
That's a nice little jab.
But no, I mean, it the story behind it is great. The cutscenes are great. It is a great story overall. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from Kojima here.
Right.
Brennan's just over there clacking away.
Oh, sorry.
Stop clacking your bowels.
No, it's this little magnet thing off my wife's desk, and anytime I have idle fingers,
fidgety.
You know what they say, idle hands are the devil's playground.
Oh, believe me,
A little pop culture reference for those who have seen Idle Hands.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that movie in years.
I haven't either.
But I know which one you're talking about.
Right.
All right. So I think that about wraps up our acquisitions of studios and
collaborations.
Yeah.
Title card.
Jay, would you like to take that as our EA guy?
Okay, first off, don't you dare call me that. Put some respect on my name.
But he said put some stank on it.
Put some respect. Anyways, no, so EA Play is happening. They are talking about a few different games. Madden, aka give us your credit card.
Battlefield. Roster update 2022.
Yeah, roster update 2022. It will be an amazing feature. Several improvements and system changes in it. Same game every year.
We're going to bring back the hit stick. Thank God.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That might get me back into it, actually.
Right? Yeah, bring me back the hit stick.
By the way, so they're going to bring up more EA Sports. We're going to get discussions of Battlefield 2042. Really, when is it? It is
so the way that this is actually working out, the actual EA Play event is July 22nd, but they're doing like a 12-day live stream series where they're spotlighting games and certain streamers and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of dates, so I was trying to gather like which one.
So the live stream called EA Play Spotlight is running from July 8th to July 20th. And then EA Play Live is July 22nd.
And then,
because like on July 19th, they're going to talk about roster update 2022.
Yeah. And then July 8th, they're going to talk about the future of first person shooters, which obviously be the 2042.
Yeah, so I mean, they got like all kinds of stuff rolling up. July 13th is the EA Originals Independent Studios. So yeah, it's just like they're trying to turn this into their version of an E3, basically, I'm guessing. All broadcasts except for July 19th's Madden 2022 All Access begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. Pacific. The Madden live stream starts at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Well, yeah, you don't need much time for Madden. Oh, hey, guys, $70. Here's a roster update.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah. You know those modes you like? We took them out and put modes you didn't in.
Yeah, modes you didn't even know you needed. You got.
That's such split. Oh, my. I don't know who's worse, EA with Madden or Activision with Call of Duty.
Now, the EA...
EA, because FIFA.
Right, there you go.
You know what? Jay, you're right. I'll give you that, because I've heard a lot of players say that over the years, the graphics have actually gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've even talked about EA and how like they are pushing for microtransactions.
Yeah, it's not... loot boxes, it's surprise mechanics.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. It's not gambling.
Exactly. It's not, you know, but it is, but it's not.
Lottery tickets can count as gambling, but, you know, buying virtual lottery tickets doesn't count as gambling.
Gotcha. Right. So the EA Play Live event begins at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on July 22nd. And the show will be about 40 minutes long and spotlight Battlefield 4042, Apex Legends, and Lost in Random, which is an EA original from Zoink Games, which also made 2018's FE for Electronic Arts.
Ooh.
Lost in Random was announced during E3 2019. So, yeah, let's take this and throw this in the trash. I want to talk about something else for a second. This reminded me of Sony. Sony has re-registered and re-trademarked the word experience. which is leading many to believe we're going to get a PlayStation Experience event this year.
Yeah, which makes sense. They didn't do any E3 or anything for themselves.
Well, they haven't done E3 in like 4 years, bud.
Well, what I'm saying, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they didn't do anything big when all the other companies were doing something big. It would have been a perfect time.
Right. So, yeah, let's. I'm hoping that we get a PlayStation Experience.
Because they weren't at E3 one, or like the first year or second year, and they still put on a PlayStation Live event the same day that E3 was on.
So, let's hope that we get something a little bit better
right.
from Sony and pushing some stuff. One that we jumped over that I want to talk about real quick, because I enjoy this game very much so. We had some news about the Star Wars The Old Republic, which, as Brendan said earlier, you know, he felt like this game was just riding out the end. But,
well, I mean, didn't they even announce that they were just going to kind of put that game on cruise control for the time being?
Not that I remember. So we are getting Legacy of the Sith, which is kicking off BioWare's Knights the Old Republic 10th anniversary celebrations.
Bring it to console. I'm sorry, what?
So, Legacy of the Sith will send players to the darkest depths and farthest reaches of the galaxy and unlock the ability to choose your personal combat style, allowing you more options than ever before when it comes to living and breathing your own Star Wars fantasy. So it's another solo, or it's another storyline, because there was a one that came up, I think it was 2 years ago. It was called Flashpoint. So Legacy of the Sith will include an R4 anomaly operation, which tasks players with taking down an obscure Sith cult. It also brings out their next season pass, which is titled Shadows of the Underworld. You're getting a level cap increase. You can be a trooper wielding a sniper rifle and never hit anything. You can be a Sith Inquisitor with a lightsaber in each hand, or even secretly use dark side powers while posing as a member of the Jedi Order.
Ooh, I like that. I might actually get into the Old Republic.
It's fun. And there's a free version of it. So, the expansion will be available at no extra cost to subscribers and is due to hit the public test server in the near future ahead of its holiday 2021 launch. BioWare is claiming that Legacy of the Sith launch is the start of a year-long celebration, which will see it introduce a completely new character creation experience, along with new looks for the character sheet, inventory, and much more. BioWare has also said that they aren't showing anything at EA Play Live, so no Mass Effect 4 or Dragon Age 4 reveals. Go figure.
Yeah, we'll see if this even is like a good enough event.
Yeah, we'll see. Alrighty.
Bring it to consoles. I'll play it.
Yeah. Filthy console. All right, so which one of you two is taking this? I know you just want to fight over who's gonna talk about it.
No, Jay doesn't want to say anything. Okay, I'll do it.
I was giving you that look, though.
What do you mean giving you? Fine, you want to do it?
Yeah.
Fine, you do.
Fine.
It. All right. And I looked up that way because on my screen you're up and to the right. Okay.
So we might. Keyword might at this EA Play be getting some Dead Space news, because rumors were swirling around that there was an active development from Motive Games, EA's Motive Games. They were who did Squadrons, or Star Wars Squadrons. I'm hoping they do it, especially with these new graphics, and you make Necromorphs look absolutely terrifying.
Right.
All these new lighting effects and ray tracing we have. I hope they do it. They also updated its profile picture on its YouTube,
which has been dead for like a decade.
Yeah, I think like the last video was like 10 years ago or something like that. So who knows? We'll see. BioWare has confirmed that they're working on other games. Dead Space could come back.
Dead Space hasn't had anything since I think 2013.
Yeah, well, especially with, like, Fallen Order. They're seeing that single player games can get popular again, and Dead Space is great for. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember, Rob. What was the last Super Bowl the Steelers went to?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Because they release skins for Dead Space 3.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you remember. They were the Super Bowl players.
Yeah, I do remember that. I think it was like 2014. 2014, 2015, somewhere in there. It'll be, I'm hoping we get some Dead Space news. Like we said, you know, we know that we're not getting Dragon Age or Mass Effect news. So bring some Dead Space on.
Right.
And like you said, I mean, it looks like it's gaining traction because we've gotten updates on their YouTube. We've had these rumors going around. So there's just a lot that is pointing in that direction.
I'm hoping.
You and me both. Well, all three of us.
Dead Space 3 was screwed up by EA trying to be greedy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, EA being EA? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, but that's all we really have on it. I mean, it's pretty much an unconfirmed rumor right now, but it might be coming. I'm hoping it does. Yeah.
Right. And the last thing that we have to talk about is Sony pulling an EA. this week we saw the acquisition of House Marquee, and we've seen the announcement of the Ghost of Tsushima director's cut. And
now,
in past, you know, there's a ton of games that have gotten a free PS4 to PS5 upgrade. Now, didn't Ghosts get a PS5 patch?
Think so.
I'm pretty sure that Ghosts got a PS5. Upgraded
like 60 frames on PS5.
Yeah.
I don't remember, because I haven't touched it since the PS5 first came out, and I wanted to see if there was any.
I'm pretty sure that there was a Ghosts patch. Well, anyways, we know that they were getting a director's cut. We're not exactly sure what all is coming with the director's cut.
And that's the thing, is we don't really know. Now, I did pull up on Amazon the listing for the PlayStation 5 director's edition of Ghost of Tsushima,
which is going to be $70.
But what you get is, now, I don't know why they put the Legends mode in there as part of it, considering you get that in the base game anyways.
Right.
But you get the Iki Island expansion, the Hero of Tsushima skin set, which is the golden mask, sword, kit, horse, and saddle.
Right.
Director's commentary, where it states that the creative team sits down with a renowned Japanese historian to look at the world of Ghost of Tsushima and how it compares to the real-life events that inspired it.
Right.
Does anybody actually do the digital art book? I don't even know why they call it a digital mini art book. When it's digital, it doesn't really matter if it's a mini or if it's regular or if it's a standard art book. And you get two in-game items, one technique point, and a charm of Mashimin's favor.
Well, here's the thing with the, it's Ho Chi Minh's, but
Ho Chi Minh, sorry.
Well, the other thing too, you know, the full PS5 version also offers dynamic 4K resolution targeting 60 frames per second, the 3D audio, a Japanese lip sync, a haptic feedback, and the adaptive trigger. So it's making full use of all the PS5 features, you know, between like the Pulse headset and the adaptive triggers and the haptic feedback. Like, it's getting the full range of PS5. Whereas I've read that, you know, some of the other PS4 to PS5 upgrades don't necessarily take advantage of all of those features.
And having a couple of them, no, they don't.
So what the big deal about this is that upgrading to the director's cut, which, again, we don't know. You know, we know it comes with that stuff, but it's going to cost $20 to upgrade your current PS4 version. And then it's going to cost another $10 to upgrade to the next gen edition. Now, my question, though, is can you just upgrade it to the next gen? Like, do you have to buy the director's cut? You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
I would assume so if the PS5 version has the director's cut included with it.
Well, there's a PS4 director's cut and there's a PS5.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but there's no, like, PS5, no director's cut. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just if the PS5 version is the director's cut version.
So Ghost of Tsushima already got an update to run at 60 frames, like Jay said, on the PS5, but this was done through a patch to the PS4 version.
Right.
So you do get some benefits by upgrading from PS4 to the PS5, but you don't get all that director's cut stuff.
Yeah. But do you get the haptic feedback and everything else? Now, and here's the other thing, too. There is DLC that comes with this. You get the island of, what is it?
Iki,
yeah. The Iki Island expansion. You know, so you are getting more gameplay with it. You are getting more story with it. But the question is, really, do you want to pay $30 to upgrade your PS4 version to the PS5 director's version? Or do you just want to pay $70 and have a physical copy of the PS5 version?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's buying games over again like we've done with Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy for years. Thank you, Sony. Me too. Don't feel bad.
I was just going to say, you know, from last week's show, I literally just did it with the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Right. Yeah.
Because I just rebought Intergrade, or I rebought VII Remake to get Intergrade.
Right.
And Intermission with the Steelbook. But you don't get a Steelbook with this director's cut.
Hey, that's your fault. You didn't know that there was even the Steelbook.
Well, this, yeah, I mean, I don't know why you don't get anything like that with this.
That would make it well worth $70, $80
right,
to buy the director's cut. You give them that special Steelbook.
Yeah.
Which, who knows? Best Buy started doing it. They started offering free Steelbooks when you buy a new release AAA game. And then that's what happened with 7 Remake Intergrade. They offered the Steelbook with 7 Intergrade to rebuy the PlayStation 5 version.
Right. So
who knows? Maybe GameStop or Best Buy will offer a Ghost of Tsushima Steelbook.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, basically what we're trying to figure out is if this is going to be worth the $30 upgrade. Well, and I mean, technically it would be a $10 upgrade because, like I said, I think that the director's cut is worth $20. You get the extra stuff, you get an expansion, you get, you know, all that stuff. But then you got to pay an extra $10 to upgrade to the PS5 version. That will give you your 3D audio, give you your DualSense support, and the Japanese lip sync for those that want that. And I'm sure that there's other things that'll come with it too. But is it worth it? Especially whenever, you know, we're getting PS5 upgrades. Even though I don't think that they're upgrades, I think they're just patches. Like, there's a difference between there's a difference between an upgrade and a patch. But you know, like
An upgrade would be adding those PlayStation 5 features.
Right.
The haptic feedback, the full 3D audio supported software.
The haptic feedback, the adaptive triggers. Like, and that's like my biggest thing for the adaptive triggers. Like playing them whenever I was over your house, dude, they feel so awesome.
Oh yeah.
And you know, like I can't wait to actually play like Horizon Zero Dawn with it. Like the Forbidden West.
Mm-hmm.
To feel that bow snap like that, I think that's going to be amazing, like an amazing feeling.
Like using the light machine, using the heavy machine guns in Cold War.
Yeah.
When you go to pull L2 to pull the gun up, you actually feel that resistance as you see him struggle to pull that gun up.
Oh, like it's like you're fighting the weight.
Yeah.
Nice. So let us know what you think about paying for this upgrade and if you think this is good or bad, or and also if you think this is the future of upgrading to the next gen stuff.
Let's hope not.
Links to our socials are below or in the description of the audio podcast. Make sure you join those. You know, we really appreciate the like, subscribing, and sharing. That's pretty much the biggest way to grow. There are links to our Patreon included in that if you want to support us more than just in, you know, the social media aspects. Feel free to invest in us using our Patreon, but you are not required to in any way, shape, or form. Pretty much, like I said, our biggest thing is join our socials and chat with us. Like, we enjoy chatting and getting all that stuff in there. While you're in there,
oh, yeah.
While you're in there, let us know what your game of the year so far is. I know mine. Which we will be talking about here. I don't know if it's next week or the following week, but it'll be in, you know, the next 2 weeks that we're going to discuss our games.
Trying to get all your guys' questions.
Yeah, trying to get all your answers to the question. And if you guys have questions that you want to ask us, we did have a segment when we first started out, and if we have enough inquiries into it, we can bring back, you know, fan mail. To where, you know, we answer your questions. And it could be anything stupid, like, you know, what's your favorite gaming snack and shit like that. Because that we did have a lot of that. So, you know, if you guys got questions like that, throw them at us in our socials. And yeah, for now, Brent and Jay are handling Facebook because my Facebook is still nuked. But join our Facebook groups. We have two of them. We have our regular Warp Point page, which is where we share, you know, pictures, we share news, we just chat about stuff. There's our Warp Point streaming page, which is where we upload our videos and our live streams. And then we have our Twitter, we have our Discord. I was drawing a blank there, wow. But yeah, make sure you join in your favorite social media platform. And let us know what you guys think of the show and what you want to hear, what you want to see. As always, though, we'll catch you guys at the Warp Point.
Peace.
Peace.